is beginning to rain, 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 in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. What a beautiful day it is, especially for those who are in the Lord Jesus. In fact, every day is beautiful when you're with our lovely Lord Jesus. Well, we're going to continue our series today on Gone Berserk. Have the men and women who lead the Christian establishment, and notice I didn't say the Christian church, but the Christian establishment, gone stark, raving mad? I believe they have. And as we continue this series, you'll just see how nutty and anti-scripturally weird these people have gotten. We've got to pray for these people. They're bringing millions into the gutter. And by their shenanigans, they're discouraging thousands, millions from knowing the truth about our Lord Jesus. Now, today we're going to go into part three of Gone Berserk. But first we have a wonderful song, another song from the cathedrals. But we're here at Bible Home Church. You can write to us. We do appreciate your love gifts and your tithes and offerings to this ministry. Without you, of course, we couldn't stay in operation. We couldn't be here on radio being heard around the globe. And we do get letters from all over the place. We're so delighted you're a member of our congregation. We consider you as such simply by your profession of faith. And if you want to join with us, all you have to do is write to us and say, I would like to be affiliated with Bible Home Church. Why do we name it that? Because we believe the Bible should be the focal point of everyone's home. Even if you're a single person and have no children, you got a home. I don't care if you live out in a tent, out in the desert or in the forest. That's your home. Well, God and His Word can be the centerpiece of your home. And if He's not, well, He's knocking at your door right now. And the Bible says He wants to come in and dine with you. He knocks at the door. If you open it, my friends, you'll never regret it. And if you don't open it, you may, in fact, live to regret that. Well, we have a beautiful song for you. Here we have the cathedrals singing, Oh, What a Savior, followed by today's message. Gone Berserk, part three.
Yeah. jets chilling waters. One of these days I'll be crossing, but his hand will lead me safe.
Here's another man, unbelievable, berserk as it may be. His name is Jack Van Impe. He has one of the most popular programs on television, Christian television. He's with the Trinity Broadcasting Network. He and his wife, Rexella. I received a email, and let me read it to you. It says, "Did any of you catch the Jack Van Impe TV program last night? Jack said that Catholic mystic Sister Faustina back in 1932 prophesied that a Polish prophet would arise to make way for return of the Messiah. Jack Van Impe then said that Pope John Paul II was the fulfillment of this prophecy by the Catholic mystic, Sister Faustina. He then likened the Pope to John the Baptist and Elijah." Now friends, Jack Van Impe used to claim that he was a Protestant. But then his ministry went bankrupt and he had all kind of financial problems, and suddenly he came out and quit preaching hard, quit preaching Protestantism, and embraced the Catholic Church and the Pope. He even quotes from the apparitions of Mary. And now he's saying that Pope John Paul II is likened to John the Baptist and Elijah, and he was the Polish prophet who was called by God to make way for the return of the Messiah. Jack Van Impe, an antichrist at Trinity Broadcasting Network. Now, let me give you some more stuff that maybe you haven't heard about. Miracles are occurring. Yes, miracles. You know the people from Toronto that gave us the holy laughter that spread throughout the charismatic Christian so-called world? Well, they gave us something else now. Dental miracles. Dental miracles from God. First, let's go back to the holy laughter. Before I tell you about these dental miracles, remember the holy laughter? People in charismatic churches throughout the United States, from Brownsville in Florida all the way to California and New York State, began to laugh uncontrollably. One man, Rodney Howard Brown, was going around in crowds as big as 10 to 25,000 people came to hear him. He called himself the Holy Ghost bartender. And all people could do was laugh and laugh and hilariously laugh. They said they were slain in the spirit, drunk in the spirit. They barked like dogs. They brayed like horses. They stomped around on all fours. They crawled on their bellies like worms in their church buildings. They call it holy laughter. Well, they got a new one now. It's really getting big. Evidently, there are these so-called miracle workers, evangelists, that are going around in charismatic churches. And they are laying hands on people. And the people's dental fillings are turning to gold. Now, most dental fillings, I guess, are like bright silver or some kind of a lead. Well, these people are going up there and they're claiming that the dental fillings are turning to gold. Now, here's how it happens. They will have the person, they'll pray over them, then they'll look in their mouth and say, "Now your mouth is full of gold. You've got gold fillings now. God has given you gold fillings." And to prove it, they have a person next to them, shines a flashlight into their mouth and says, "Look, can you see it's gold?" And they say, "Yes, it is." And everybody claps and goes wild in the church. They're turning silver or lead fillings into gold. It's a miracle of God. Silver or lead into gold. Now, friends, think about that. Do you think that God really cares whether you have gold fillings or silver or lead? This is preposterous. What would it matter to God? What kind of spiritual message is that? And then, of course, my friend, I can take you tonight to my house, and it's a little dimly lit there, and I can shine a flashlight, which puts off a little yellow light, into your mouth, onto your fillings, and you know what they're going to look like? Gold! The yellow light from the flashlight will make them look like gold. And you know, these people look like they really believe they've got gold fillings. Now, there have been some problems, because some of the people came back a few days later and reported that their gold fillings had turned back to silver or lead. They said, "You know, when I got home, woke up the next morning, I looked in the mirror, and I didn't have gold fillings anymore that I got at church last night. They're back to silver or lead." You know what they're being told? "Son or brother, your faith wasn't strong enough. Your faith relaxed just a little bit, and you didn't believe enough, so God took away the miracle." This is the way people like Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Hagin, Paul Crouch, John A. Van Zini, and all the others of the TBN crowd, that's how they explain it away. You see, if God is supposed to give you a miracle of healing, and you have cancer, but they say, "Oh, you don't have cancer anymore," and you go to see the doctor, and the doctor says, "Yeah, you still have cancer." And you go back to the charismatic evangelist, says, "You told me my cancer was cured, but I just got back from the doctor, from the laboratory. They say I still have cancer. It's terminal." Copeland and Hagin and the people, you know what they say? "Your faith lagged, my son. See there? You were healed, but your faith must have slipped. You didn't make enough positive confessions. You didn't think positive enough. You didn't name it and claim it enough. And therefore, God put the evil back on you again." That's the way it works. If you don't have faith, you can't keep the faith. You can't keep your healing. You got to have faith to keep your healing, or at any time, your healing may slip and go back on you. Well, recently on a Saturday night at the church in Toronto where all this malarkey started, there were 198 people on the platform claiming that God had given them a dental miracle. By the end of the night, there were 300 people saying, "God has put gold in my mouth." Now, understand, it's gotten a little bit bigger. Now people are leaving and saying they go home and look in mirrors and there's gold dust on their face. And they can't understand why there's gold dust on their face. And it sort of reminds me of the charismatic teacher some years ago, some woman who thrilled huge crowds. She told them to close their eyes and raise their holy hands and pray, and God would send a miracle. Now, while the people had their hands raised, she cried out, "A dove, the Holy Spirit, a dove, I see him, he's right above me." Well, then all the people opened their eyes to look. They didn't see a dove. But then she reached down and picked up a little white feather. And she said, "Look, look, see it? Here's a white feather the dove left. And now it's gone off and flown off into heavenly places. But it left this white feather." And then she told people that for a certain donation of a certain amount of money, she would send them one of these white feathers. And these white feathers would cure them of all manner of evil, including cancer, diabetes, etc.
That worked pretty good until one of the local newspapers, where the lady, the charismatic preacher was, the lady preacher, he snuck a camera in. They said no cameras here. But he snuck a little video cam in and took a picture. And while everybody's eyes were firmly closed, he very quickly saw her reach into her breast of her dress, into her bra, and pull out the white feather and let it float down to the floor. So she had brought it with her, of course, to the meeting. It wasn't the Holy Spirit. And that led me at the time to preach a sermon of my own entitled, "The Holy Ghost Never Leaves White Feathers." But that's for another time. I'll tell you more about that. You know, these kinds of things just amaze you, don't they? Well, here's something that amazes me. Trinity Broadcasting Network, have a picture of it from their newsletter, having a great debt burning. Brother Schombach, R.W. Schombach, Dr. Mark Sharona. I sort of doubt if any of these guys really have true doctorates. They're like Paul Crouch and Billy Graham and all the others. They have, excuse me, let me clear my throat, honorary doctorates. You know, that's what I know of a pastor that he wanted so desperately to be a doctor, so-and-so, that at his church he created a little Bible school. He even built a little building right beside the church. You know, such and such a Bible school. Then right after he created the Bible school, he had like two instructors working there. And he went to the instructors and said, "I want you to give me an honorary doctorate." So they gave him an honorary doctorate. Friends, I suppose you can do that. You can set up your own Bible school. Maybe the back room of your house is vacant right now. Or you have a little bookcase, put a few books back there. Get yourself some stationery. Call yourself the Holy White Feather Seminary and Bible School, and give yourself a doctorate and run around saying, "Oh yes, I have a doctorate." I sort of think that's what the case is with many of these guys. I'm not sure about Dr. Mark Sharona. But I do know this. There they are with Paul Crouch, and they've got a fire going in a grill. Looks like a barbecue pit, but they're burning people's debts. You see, they've told people, "Send us $1,000 and a list of all your debts, and we'll burn your debts. You won't owe them anymore. God will forgive you of your debts." Well, God may forgive you, my friends. But will all of these commercial vendors, will all the banks and mortgage companies and jewelry stores and clothing boutiques and such, will they all forgive you of debts? I don't think so. Not unless you go down and file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. But these people say, "Send us $1,000. As a seed faith covenant between you and God, and we will burn your debt." And so all these people send in thousands of dollar bills, thousands, thousands, thousands. And then they give a whole list of their debts. And then Paul Crouch and Schombach and Sharon and others, they go there and they have a big thing on TV. And by the way, they're on 2,100 TV stations now. Trinity Broadcasting is the largest TV network in the world. And they actually burn the debts. Well, I had a man here call our ministry some months ago, and he said, "Brother Tex, you got to help me." We said, "Well, what's the matter?" He said, "Well, I saw this on TV about burning debts, and I really believed it, but I only had $29 to my name. I didn't have $1,000. So I sent Brother Schombach there at TBN my $29, and I asked him to burn my debts, and you know, I never heard from him." So I called up his ministry, and I talked to a secretary receptionist, and I said, "I sent $29 for Brother Schombach to burn my debts. Did he do it?" And she said, "Oh no, you got to send us $1,000. We can't burn your debts unless you send us $1,000. He said, "Well, I hadn't got $1,000. I only had $29. She said, "Well, that's not enough for us to burn your debts. We're so sorry." He said, "Well, could you at least send me that magazine? I understand Brother Schombach puts out a monthly magazine. For my $29, could I have a subscription to that magazine?" They said, "No, that's not enough for that magazine. You'll have to send us $50 for that." Well, friends, all you have to do to get out of debt is just send a list of your debts and $1,000 to TBN, and they will burn your debts. Here's a guy here by a name Arnold Murray that puts out a newsletter. He's really they say he has a big radio audience in California. He teaches something called the serpent seed doctrine. Let me tell you what this basically means. They say that Satan or Lucifer was the serpent, but he was like a man and he had sex with Eve in the garden. And from that relationship came Cain, the evil one. And so Cain was of the serpent seed. From a sexual relation between Lucifer and Eve came Cain. And that is where all the evil people came from in the world, from that one sexual union between Eve and Lucifer. And that was the serpent seed. And today there are these people out there that are very evil in the world, and they are the serpent seed. Some people say the Jews are the serpent seed. Other people say that the Africans are the serpent seed, the black people. Now, one man that teaches this is a guy named Arnold Murray. Now, friends, this is berserk, and it's nutty, but let me explain why it is. I'm going to take you to the Bible, not what to Mr. Murray says or such false teachers, but to the Bible. Genesis 4, verse 1. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Let me tell you about that again. Adam knew Eve, his wife. In other words, they had relations. Adam knew Eve, his wife. And, A-N-D, we continue, she conceived and bare Cain. So how was Cain born? From the union of Adam and Eve, not from the union of Lucifer and Eve. Goes on to say, and Eve said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. She gave glory to the Lord. Now, it is true that Cain did evil. He slew his brother, Abel. He was banished and a mark was put upon him. We don't know what that mark was. I'm just trying to tell you, though, friend, the fact is that that mark was the mark that God put on him, but it had nothing to do with the fact that he was of the serpent seed in a physical form. He may have had a blackened heart, no doubt, but it had nothing to do with the serpent seed of the physical relationship.
Harry Potter. Kids love these books. Now, I, you know, before this book ever went on the bestsellers list, I exposed J.K. Rowling, the author of these books. I have known of these books for some time, the Harry Potter books. Rowling, of course, is from over in Great Britain. And I warned people about these books coming to America. Well, evidently, not everyone listened. In fact, very few people listen to a man of God nowadays. And they're on the top of the bestseller list, one book after another. Now they've got a little kid, and they've recruited to be an actor, and it's going to be Harry Potter in a big movie. And I predict it'll be a gigantic movie. Witchcraft, of course. And the amazing thing, these books are absolutely all about witchcraft. Friends, I have talked to men who were deep into witchcraft magic, and they have told me that the Harry Potter of these books is nothing more than a witch who communicates with the dead at will, commands demons with ease, performs astral travel, high levels of witchcraft. Now, regardless of that, somebody sent me a letter recently, in fact, about five people did, and said, Tex, you will not believe it, but actually I can believe anything. They said, did you know that Charles, that's Chuck Colson, the top Christian leader, he's got a 5 minutes per day radio program called Breakpoint, and they had a whole program devoted to Harry Potter. And he said on this program, this Colson, that the Potter books are wonderful for kids. And they have great morals and spiritual values necessary for kids. And he highly recommends that Christian parents get these books. Friends, I exposed the fact that Chuck Colson took the John K. Templeton Prize for Progress in Religion, a satanic award, with its $1 million in monetary prizes some years ago. He was given that at the Parliament of the World's Religions. All the Buddhists and the Hindus and the witches and all the others were there applauding him as he got his $1 million prize at the Parliament of the World's Religions.
it's not a surprise to me that Chuck Colson applauds the Harry Potter witchcraft books. Then people began to write to me and they say, guess what? In the Dobson publication, James Dobson, Focus on the Family, guess what he's recommending now? Harry Potter books. You know, about 15 years ago, a mother came to me and she said, Tex, this is the best book I've ever read. This will tell you how to discipline kids. It's a wonderful book by James Dobson. It sold 900,000 copies. You should all offer this through the ministry. Not too long ago, another woman came gave a book to me. I forget the exact title. It was by James Dobson. She gave it to me. She said, Tex, my husband is an alcoholic, and this book is about tough love. Tough love. And it's by James Dobson. It's so wonderful, you should offer it in your ministry. Well, I get many books sent to me. People say you should offer it through your ministry. And quite often I take them home and I read them. I took these two home and I read them. They were quite good for secular books. For secular books, they were quite good. Now, there was a little problem, though. I understood that this was a Christian ministry, Focus on the Family.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.